few, but I kind of want to pontificate a little, a smidgen, on the theory. Okay, I got a couple things to go over. Well, two of them were penetrating my brain last night at about 3 in the morning. Seriously, I'm laying in bed. I'm looking at the beautiful, the talented, the super sexy Cat Howe. She's laying right next to me playing dolls on her iPad. She plays this game where she dresses dolls and buys clothes. She's like a virtual person in a game with other people, and they buy cars and they go dance. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. And that's what she does at night before we go to bed. And we started talking about some stories that I was going through on the old World Wide Web from the Washington Post and Breitbart and I think Politico. And it got me fired. I was fired up. I was hot. I was real hot. I was hot. Like, just on fire. So I got to get to that. I got to get to that. Hey, remind me, okay? Just remind me to get to that. It's about Katie Turr, little Katie Turr, Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, and this notion that they are reporters. This notion that somehow reporters and journalists are separate than advocates and opinion makers. And they're not, because they all are blending together. And Trump has basically forced all of these people out, and they can't handle that there's a pushback. There's a extreme pushback to all of these individuals. But we'll get to that later. First, I want to address something. And nobody's really talking about this, because the Republican establishment is so obsessed. They're so obsessed with the fact that Donald Trump could possibly be the nominee. And so the obsession is to come up with every scenario that will point to the fact that he won't be the nominee if this person drops out and that person drops out. And if this happens, and if Kasich wins Ohio, and if Cruz wins Texas, and Rubio wins. Now, I want to break something down for you. And I haven't heard anybody say this. I haven't heard anybody say this. And I think the reason is because it's basically game, set, and match. And if this is the narrative, what I'm going to break down for you, all the speculation's over. There is no speculation, because it's a no way out. It's a no way out. And from my calculations, what I have analyzed, and I did it last night, Donald Trump has this locked up, regardless if it's a four-man race, three-man race, two-man race. And I'm going to explain something to you. Donald Trump has a base of support. And that base of support ranges anywhere between 32 and 36%. Okay? That base of support is not going anywhere. He has shown that the 32, the 36 or 37% that he has follows him. Even in Iowa, where he lost, even in Iowa, where he lost, he still had more votes than anybody else from 08, 2012, and 2016. Cruz had the most. So even in Iowa, the Trump base, New Hampshire, there. South Carolina, there. And again, we don't know what's going to happen in Nevada. It's a caucus, just like Iowa. But if you look at the poll numbers, you're looking at 32 to 37%. Now, ultimately, you have Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz that are vying for second place and ultimately wanting to take top spot. And the conventional Republican establishment thinking, I want you to hear me on this, guys, is that as people drop out, all of those votes will go to the established candidate, the establishment candidate being Rubio. And so in turn, those percentages will add up and it will overtake Trump. But here's the thing. Because Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are so different. Now, hear me out. Because Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are so different, if one of them drop out, that vote is not going to go to the other. That vote is going to go to Donald Trump. The only way for Cruz and Rubio to actually win is for Donald Trump and his 37% get out of the race. Because think about this, and you never hear this scenario, because if you heard it like you're hearing now, you're going to go, yeah, duh. Yeah, it's over. It's done. It's finished. It's finished. You keep hearing, well, now that Bush is out, Rubio's going to get those votes. Well, if Rubio gets those votes, every single one of them, he still doesn't beat Donald Trump. So you can't count on that. You can't count on the Bush vote. And Kasich and Carson, again, are polling at such low levels, it doesn't put anybody over the top as far as beating Trump. Remember, South Carolina, Rubio and Cruz were at about 20 to say 21% apiece. Kasich, what, 5? Carson, 3? I mean, it's almost non-existent. And if Carson gets out, where do his voters go? You can't say all those voters are going to go to Rubio. Can't say all those voters are going to go to Cruz. The big block is Rubio and Cruz. But they are so opposite that depending on who gets out, Trump is going to get those votes. Think about this. If Cruz gets out, if he gets knocked out, where do you think the Cruz voters going to go? If Cruz gets knocked out, the people that support Ted Cruz most line up with who? Exactly. Donald Trump, the other quote-unquote outsider. If you take away the name calling, if you take away the name calling and get out of the weeds and the mud, a Cruz supporter is really a Trump supporter. As much as I attack and make fun of Mark Levin, and as much as Mark Levin will scream and yell and say Donald Trump is not a true conservative, if Ted Cruz is out of the race, Mark Levin would line up and support Donald Trump before he supports Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is the establishment. Marco Rubio is Mitt Romney. Marco Rubio is a 44-year-old John McCain. So should Ted Cruz not get all delegates in Texas? Remember, in order for Texas to award all their delegates to Ted Cruz, he has to win Texas huge. Right now, he's only winning by 4 or 5 points. So if he doesn't win Texas huge and they split the delegates there, Ted Cruz is really done. Listen, Super Tuesday is really going to drive a stake in the heart of a lot of people. Because for practical purposes, if Donald Trump wins 7 to 8 of the 12 or 13 states that are up for grabs, he could walk out of there with 500 or 600 delegates. And if Ted Cruz doesn't dominate Texas, if he doesn't take every delegate from Texas, he's in serious trouble. If Ted Cruz gets out of the race, I'm not going to Marco Rubio. It's not happening. Let's say 5% go to Marco Rubio. Well, that 15% is going to Trump. That 15% goes to Trump's 37%. That puts him over 50%. Hard. Trump is 100% isolated because Cruz voters become Trump voters. Cruz and Rubio are the complete opposite, and you all know that. And nobody's talking like this because the minute somebody talks like this, the narrative of this three-man race and this person gets out and the votes then go here and then those votes go to here and Rubio wins. No. If somebody on national television, not here on the radio, like me, actually says, time out, guys. You do realize that Cruz voters are not Rubio voters. Cruz voters are not Rubio voters. Now, you could say, yeah, but Rubio got evangelicals in South Carolina. Yeah, but Trump got more. Trump got more. End of story. Now, let's do another flip. If Rubio gets out. Now remember, Rubio's short on cash. Rubio is banking that everybody that got fleeced from Jeb Bush is willing to get fleeced again. Narrative that Fox News and all the other establishment, talking heads want you to believe. The SC Cups, the Ana Navarros. The narrative they want you to believe is all the Jeb Bush supporters now just shift to Rubio, and the people that cut Jeb Bush $2, $3, $4, $5 million checks will now reach into their pocket and go, well, that didn't work. Here you go, Marco. You know, I heard someone say on one of the shows last night, you know, for these millionaires, this money is not, no. This notion that millionaires and billionaires have this money that they just like to burn is ludicrous. Because if you're a millionaire and a billionaire, you live the life of a millionaire and a billionaire. We all have car payments. We all have phone bills. We all have mortgages. Some of our car payments, some of our mortgages, some of our phone bills just happen to be a couple $100 a month. When you're a millionaire and a billionaire, you have $1 million payments a month. When you have jets, when you have multiple mansions, you have upkeep. You live the life of somebody who makes billions and billions or millions and millions of dollars. And just like we all have FU money, we all at the end of the year say, hey, I've got 20,000, I got 15,000, I got 10, I got 5,000. I have X amount of money that I can go FU with. I can go on vacation. I can go buy flat screen TVs. I could go to a whorehouse and buy lots of drugs and cocaine and go crazy. Everybody has FU money. Well, if you're a millionaire and a billionaire, you have FU money too. You go, this is the FU political money. This is our money that we play with so we could get political favors and we could go to parties in Washington and people will bow down to us and kiss our ring and make us feel good. And you have a certain amount. Well, guess what? You blow that load like gambling. You blow that load, that's it. And when somebody comes back to you and goes, hey, I know that didn't work, but will you double down? You go, well, you know what? I had a bankroll of about $10 million to kind of throw out the window, and now you want me to do another $10 million. Well, that's kind of not what my plan was. It's not, oh, let me just burn all my money. It's not how it works. I had a multi-millionaire friend explain that to me once. I was complaining about my finances. I was complaining about payments and things of that nature of what I had going on, and I was busting his stones because he had a Rolls Royce, Maserati, or a Bentley, some ridiculous car. And he goes, "Well, what do you think I got to go through?" I go, "Look at you. You got the house, the car." He goes, yeah, I got payments just like you, except my stuff is more expensive. But it's the same thing. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. He goes, it's all relative, my friend. It's all relative. So the wisdom is all these Jeb Bush people that already burned their cash. They already gave this guy $100 million, and the people that ran his PAC got paid $14 or $15 million, and they just threw it in the air. I mean, they literally just threw it in the air. Threw it in the air. That's it. It's like one of those movies where the person has the wad cash, and they just walk down the street and throw it up in the air, and now people run to fight for it. Or like the movie Casino, where Sharon Stone throws the guy's chips up in the air, and everybody in the casino fights the chips, and she walks away laughing. That's basically what the Jeb Bush campaign and Super PAC people did. They just threw all this money out windows of cars, out windows of planes. It was like, hey, here we go. I mean, they got nothing. Got nothing for it. No, I mean, Jeb Bush can't even write another book. The campaign was a complete failure. He can't even write a book. Most people will parlay the run for the presidency or the run for a nomination into a book deal, into a TV gig. He can't even, like he was such a failure. What do? Give him a TV show? The failure, the loser, that's the show? How you doing? I'm Jeb Bush, and welcome to The Loser. On today's show, we're going to interview other losers. And that's all it is. It's a TV show interviewing people that have lost. They've given up on life, and it's done for them. It's over. Hi, we're interviewing Bob today. Bob won $50 million in the lottery and burned through his cash. He's now performing fellatio on 6th Avenue to whoever will give him $20. Hi, Bob. Tell us why you're a loser. And he goes, well, you just summed it up, Jeb. I burned through $50 million, not $100 million, but I burned through $50 million and I'm getting fellatio on 6th Avenue for $20. I mean, that's what Jeb Bush has. Nothing. TV show, The Loser, the book, The Loser. How to burn through $100 million and have nothing to show for it. I'm Brewster Jeb. That's it. So the wisdom is all these people got burned by Jeb. All these people got burned by Jeb are now going to give to Marco. That's the wisdom, because if they don't, Marco's done. He's burning through cash. He doesn't have a lot in his campaign, and he doesn't have a lot in his super PAC. And he's got to spend a lot of money for this Super Tuesday, and he's got to spend a lot of money to keep going on. Remember, Trump's got the money. You listen to the pundits, does he really have $10 billion? Maybe he's only got $5 billion. Oh, guess what? He's got something. And he knows how to create things. He knows how to create things to make money, to help pay for things that he needs to do on the campaign trail. That's the thing that drives people nuts. When Trump goes, I self-fund my campaign, and you see a story put out by the Daily Beast or the Washington Post, you go, he's really not self-funding his campaign. You know, the people that support him, people at his rallies, they're really funding his campaign. They're buying T-shirts, they're buying hats, they're his book. Well, not for nothing, guys, but he's the one that pays hundreds of thousands of dollars to get T-shirts made. He's laying his money on the line with the hope that somebody will buy what he is selling. He's not going to somebody saying, hey, will you give me money? And maybe if I become president, I'll give you a favor. If not, you get nothing. You lose. I mean, seriously. When you listen, well, he's, you know, he made $4 million from selling T-shirts, and that's what he used to help fund his campaign. Yeah, he bought T-shirts. He bought the hats. He's the one that's laying out the money. He's the one that's taking a gamble. He's the one that's going, hey, hopefully people will buy this crap. If not, I'll have bins and bins and bins full of T-shirts and pins and hats and bumper stickers. I will have all of this crap. So Rubio needs cash. He needs cash. Now, I broke down the concept of the Ted Cruz voter and why it's absolutely ludicrous to think that if Ted Cruz gets out of the race, his 20% is all going to go to Marco Rubio. It's Super Tuesday. And the establishment's boy, Marco Rubio, doesn't win one state. Okay? He doesn't win one state. And the big money people are on the sideline waiting to see if Rubio can win a state. Because you can't keep coming in second and third and fourth and try to convince people you won. Okay? The whole Special Olympics thing only works for so long. At some point, you gotta win. At some point, you gotta win. Just ask my Buffalo Bills. At some point, you gotta win. Eventually, you're just the laughing stock. You're the joke. You're the team that went to four Super Bowls and lost. People go, really? You couldn't just win one? So all these people that are sitting on the sideline going, all right, here it is. We'll re-up, but we need Rubio to win. So we'll wait. If he wins some states, then we'll kick in. But he's got to win some states. So now Rubio has got to win more than one state. And let's face it, it has to be more than his home state, kind of like Ted Cruz. If Ted Cruz barely wins Texas and delegates get split up, it's useless. He's got to win Texas. He's got to blow everyone out of Texas because that's home state. And then he's got to win a couple other states. If not, it's over. Same thing with Rubio. He's got to win Florida. And he's got to win it big. And then he's got to win some other state, moderate states. He's got to win them. If he doesn't, it's over. So the big money people are sitting on the sideline and they're waiting because if he doesn't win any state, they ain't giving him money. He's done. It's over because he's cash poor right now. Now, conventional wisdom, because you never hear people go, well, what if it just becomes Cruz and Trump? Well, where do you think the Rubio votes are going to go? Where do you think the establishment votes are going to go? Where do you think the establishment endorsements are going to go? To Trump. They're not going to Cruz. They're not going to somebody that has the entire Congress lined up going, nah, Cruz is bad. Cruz is bad. Cruz is bad. No one likes him. Cruz is bad. Yeah, and McCarthy. The second in command at the House? Third in command? Remember McCarthy almost became Speaker of the House? He did an interview the other day saying, oh, it looks like it's going to be Trump. We're starting to wrap our brains around it. And he was asked, do you think you could work with Trump? And he went, oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. So if Rubio doesn't win a state and he gets out because he's got no money, you really think his 20 to 21% are all going to flock? All of a sudden, all those endorsements are going to go to Ted Cruz? Hell no. Absolutely not. They're going to go to Trump. Do you guys see this scenario? No one on Fox is talking about it. Nobody on MSNBC is talking about it. No one on CNN is talking about it. SC Cup's not talking about it. None. Levin's not talking about it. Limbaugh's not talking about it. None. Prager, Hewitt, no one's talking about it. Because Trump ultimately is in a win-win situation. The only thing that's going to have Trump lose is Trump. The only thing that's going to make Trump lose is Trump. Because ultimately, he's got the most money. He's got the biggest fan and voter support. And as long as he keeps that 35, 36, 37% base, he can't lose. Because Rubio people are not going to go to Cruz people, and Cruz people are not going to go to Rubio people. And Kasich and Carson add up to nothing. They literally add up to nothing. And as far as Carson's people, I bet you that gets spread out. I bet you that gets spread out. Bet you that gets spread out. The Kasich people would probably go to Rubio and a little to Trump. And then again, if Rubio gets out, that support goes to Trump. No one goes to Cruz. That's the thing that no one is talking about. That you have three candidates. They are so different. But yet, the two bottom-tiered out of the three of each other, but most like the front-runner. In a weird-sounding way, Rubio and Cruz are completely opposite from each other. But there's elements to them that are just like Trump. A Cruz supporter would go with Trump before they go with Rubio. Rubio is pro-amnesty. Rubio is pro-green cards and citizenship. A book of An Act of Love by Jeb Bush. Ted Cruz, if anything, is going harder. Last night on O'Reilly, he basically sounds like Trump now, saying that he will deport 12 million illegals. But a few weeks ago, on a campaign bus, he said that isn't something that is on the table. There's not going to be a Gestapo. There's not going to be some military roundup like Donald Trump wants. Well, now all of a sudden, Ted Cruz is saying, yeah, we have to deport everyone. We have to deport everyone. So if you're a Cruz supporter and you like what Cruz stands for, especially immigration, and he gets out, why would you then go to Marco Rubio, who's for amnesty? The guy who's part of the Gang of Eight bill, why would you go with Rubio? You wouldn't. So if Cruz gets out, you're going to go to Trump. End of story. Trump literally sit back, maintain, or Rubio to get out. He doesn't need to have a one-on-one, mano-a-mano. He has the votes of whichever one gets out. And no one's telling you that. They want you to know that narrative. Because once you know it, it will dawn on you that it's over. When you watch SC Cup, you can turn her off. When you watch Canada, they are idiots. They are morons. The Ben Shapiro, moron. Lowerly, moron. They are all morons. And they know it. They know they are in a lose-lose situation. Unless Trump gets out. Unless he tomorrow goes, you know what? I'm done. It's over. I'm going home. Unless Trump does that. Unless Trump does that, he is the nominee. End of story. There is no path for Rubio or Cruz. There is no path for Rubio or Cruz as long as Donald Trump is in the race. Because the minute one of them drop out, all of that person's support is going to Trump. Why won't anybody understand that? Why won't anybody understand that? If Cruz got out tomorrow, every single voter he has would go to Trump. You know how many people I hear call in to Levin or Limbaugh or Prager or Hewitt? Hey, Hugh, how you doing? And he starts talking with them. And he goes, oh, who are you going for? And the person goes, well, you know, I'm kind of undecided. It's either Cruz or Trump, but I'm leaning to Cruz because I really think he's more of a conservative. I never hear anybody go, well, you know, it's either Cruz or Rubio. No one ever says Cruz or Rubio. It's Trump or Cruz. So that tells you, Cruz is out. It all goes to Trump. And that puts Trump over 50%. And when Rubio runs out of money because he doesn't win a state, all that support goes to Trump because all the Rubio establishment hates Ted Cruz. They despise Ted Cruz. They despise and hate Ted Cruz more than Donald Trump. So all Donald Trump has to do is maintain. And wait. That's it. Wait. This Thursday, they're all going to shoot at him. And I'm not talking about Cruz and Rubio. I'm talking about Hugh Hewitt. Who's going to be there? Blitzer, CNN is going to fight like hell to bury Trump Thursday. They're going to try to do to him what happened at South Carolina. They're going to try to slip him. They're going to do whatever they can do. So he goes into Super Tuesday wounded, saying, oh, he lost the debate. He lost the debate. The second debate, he lost. The second debate, he lost. 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 So he needs to maintain. He needs to be focused. He needs to stay composed. He needs to be, as the people say, when's he going to act more presidential? He needs to stand up there. They want to scream and yell. He needs to just say, I disagree. I think you're wrong. You're a liar. You fired your campaign manager over being a liar. You are a cold-blooded liar. Next question, please. And then move on. But there, ladies and gentlemen, is the concept of why Cruz and Rubio will never get the nomination. That is the scenario. As long as Donald Trump is in the race, they will never get the nomination. Because if one or the other get out, they will lose those votes to Trump. End of story.